State Representative Matt Shea has been suspended from the House Republican caucus in Olympia. This is after an independent investigation found he was involved in planning violent confrontations with the U.S. government and concluded some of his actions amounted to domestic terrorism. Among the findings of the report, Shea played an active role in planning the 2016 armed takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. House Republicans held a news conference in Olympia this afternoon. Correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us live from the Capitol campus. Austin, House GOP leader J.T. Wilcox is calling on Shea to resign.
Yeah, this is a very significant step. The House Republican leader calling on his own member to resign. Pending that, Wilcox has already stripped Representative Shea of his standing in the House Republican Caucus Committee, removed him from his committee assignments, and very clearly said he needs to step down. We're also hearing from the incoming Speaker of the House, Lori Jenkins, a Democrat, who says, based on this investigative report and its findings, quote, in its 130-year history, I am unaware of House members ever having received such a comprehensive and disturbing investigatory report about another member.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that because you've been covering the legislature for 16 years now. How extraordinary is what we've seen today?
It is extraordinary, both the scope of this investigation and its findings, the response from both parties, the call to resign. It's not as if leaders haven't called on their members to resign before, but the circumstances here are all the more remarkable because in addition to Representative Wilcox calling on his own member to resign, the House has turned over this report to the FBI and to the U.S. Attorney's Office for their review.
There have been other state representatives who have effectively been forced out of the legislature, but not for something like this.
No, not at all. And really, the findings of this report are pretty explosive, that that Matt Shea, the Republican from Spokane Valley, is again, these are the findings of the investigation, is a prominent leader of the Patriot Movement. The investigation found that he has engaged in irresponsible and possibly illegal activities, that he's played a role in three armed conflicts around the American West. And the report even goes so far as to say that Representative Shea helped to plan the 41-day occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Southeast Oregon in 2016. And the report calls his actions an act of domestic terrorism against the United States. Again, very explosive conclusions and allegations in this independent investigation.
We are just weeks away from the start of the session. How do you think this will affect the tone of the Capitol as lawmakers get to work next month?
I think that while the incoming speaker has said no decision has been made on next steps, and while Representative Shea is saying he hadn't yet seen the report, but earlier this morning put out a statement saying that his communications were lawful, that he was going to continue to fight. I don't have any indication knowing him that he will resign, presuming he doesn't resign. I could imagine very early in the session a vote to censure him. It is conceivable that there would be a vote to remove him. That would, however, take a 2/3 vote of the chamber and would be almost unprecedented.
All right. Austin Jenkins reporting live from Olympia on a day, Austin, that I imagine ended very differently than it began.
Indeed.
Thanks very much.